This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
This year, Lisa and Pete are going to be 40% more awesome. Well, we hope so. And you can get up to 40% off right now at ABC Blinds.
Joined now by Dougal Beattie from Nine News with the latest on the Bourke Street Mall tragedy in Melbourne. Hi, Dougal.
G'day, guys.
Dougal, there's a lot more information that's come out since this first broke this afternoon. The latest being that I heard this guy took a hostage as well at one stage.
Yeah, we understand that he may have taken a woman hostage in his vehicle. There was sort of in some sort of pursuit with police that started in the city's west. Now, we know that this guy was wanted by police for stabbing his brother in the face earlier in the day around 2 a.m. He was involved in an altercation with his brother in the southeast of Melbourne. And sources have told us that he was then spotted in the west of the city, and he made some sort of rants and ravings about how Armageddon was coming and that they should watch the news tonight. And of course, it all spiraled out of control from there for this guy. He's 26 years old, and it was around 1:40 this afternoon when he was spotted out the front of Flinders Street Station doing burnouts right in front of onlookers. He did that for several minutes. People tried to intervene. I think at one stage two people got out with baseball bats.
There's a clear shot of that, yeah.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, that's right, yeah. So these are guys who obviously were trying to stop him from doing whatever he was going to do. Police were following him at that stage. They saw him, and he then took off down Swanston Street, and police held back because they didn't want to antagonise him at all. Mm. And that's when he's turned left into Bourke Street Mall, and this is where it all just got really, really ugly. This is so horrific that he actually targeted pedestrians in Bourke Street Mall and tried to run them down, and he ran over, in fact, around 20 of them, and people said there was just bodies lying in Bourke Street Mall and all the way further down Bourke Street to around William Street.
No, go on, Zirkle.
Oh, I was just going to say that was over a space of maybe 600 metres, and he was reaching speeds of, around 80 k's an hour.
Yeah.
We have had sad news that three people died, and tragically one of those people is a young child. 20 more are being treated in hospital at the moment. Police arrested him further down the street. They actually sort of cornered his vehicle, and they got out with weapons, and I think around 4 to 5 gunshots were fired, and he was shot in the arm, and that's where they were able to take him into custody.
Dougal, it was confirmed also, wasn't it, that sadly the child that has died is the child that was in that pram?
Yeah, well, we still don't know that at this stage. Looking at the video, there is another child as well that's in a critical condition. So perhaps it could be that child. We just don't know that at this stage. It's still unclear, and they're still notifying family members, so we can't be too hasty in saying who was particularly where at what stage.
Yeah,
so
of course.
They're in the process of notifying families of this tragedy.
Dougal, what about the news that's just come to light that this driver was actually charged by the cops only a few days ago?
I'm still not across that right at this stage. What the police have released at the moment, that he was 26 years old and he was known to them. So he had an extensive history, and a lot of it was domestic violence related. And as I say, he had that incident earlier this morning with his brother. And I think his brother is still in a very, very bad way in hospital after being stabbed in the face by his own brother.
He presented himself, I think, to hospital, didn't he, at one stage?
He did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was it happened outside a train station in Windsor, and they were able to, when police were called, in fact, they had all disappeared. In fact, one of my colleagues, Neary Ty, she was doing a live cross the Today Show, and she had a brief exchange with this bloke because he actually rocked up back at the scene, think probably looking for his brother.
Right.
And he was in that same red car, and she was going live to air, and this guy had said something to her or something, but the cameraman saw it and turned around and looked at him and tried to tell him to be quiet, and that's where he left, and they thought that was the end of it, and they didn't know who this guy was. And then he actually came back, and he was saying some pretty sort of nonsensical things that weren't making sense. They later pieced it together that this is the same guy who was spotted doing burnouts in Flinders Street. So it's one of those coincidences. This guy seems to have gone on some sort of rampage.
Dougal, I know that area quite well, you know, between Flinders and the Bourke Street Mall where it's happened. There is never really a time of day where there doesn't seem to be quite a lot of police on foot around that area. I don't want to have a go at the police. Of course, they were dealing with an unprecedented situation where they don't know whether to hang back or go forward. Have there been any comments made about whether police should have done something when he was still in that burnout mode?
Yeah, well, it's always hindsight's a great thing to look back on it. And, yeah, of course they should have intervened at that stage. But they didn't want to antagonise this guy because he was really, you know, acting irrationally. And they actually had the police helicopter up at this stage. So actually colleagues of mine were doing a press conference with the Lord Mayor, and they heard the police helicopter, and they actually had to hold off the press conference because the helicopter was just too loud and the Lord Mayor couldn't actually speak. So everyone stopped and turned around. This was on Swanson Street, and then they saw this car coming down Swanson Street, and they saw police vehicles behind it, and it was travelling really slowly at that stage. Yeah. So it was sort of a bizarre scene that they all watched this car drive past, and that's when it turned left and mounted the curb and accelerated, and at that point that's when it's gone crazy.
And then it happens extremely quickly.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, Dougal, thank you so much for
your time.
No worries, guys.
Sure, Police.
There's a new movie starring Dennis Quaid at this stage it's still due to open in Australia around April. The movie is called A Dog's Purpose. And I sound sketchy about the date because in light of what's being reported this week, this movie may not see the light of day. And if what's being reported is true, it should not see the light of day.
Mm.
Amblin Entertainment has cancelled this weekend's US premiere for A Dog's Purpose amid allegations that animals were abused on set. The allegations being supported by a video taken by bystanders. The video shows a terrified German shepherd being forced into rushing water against its will.
Well, he ain't going to calm down until he goes in the water. Just got to throw him in. Oh, here he goes. Oh, no. Oh, he wants to get away. Just throw him in. Oh, here he goes. He's going to end up going in with him.
Savage.
If that's true, we don't need your video, your movie, rather Amblin Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Star of Underbelly and original Wog Boy Vince Colosimo has pleaded guilty to possession of the drug ice, his escape conviction, and instead he's been put on a good behaviour bond. The 50-year-old appeared in the Melbourne Magistrates Court this afternoon after he was caught with methamphetamine during a police stop in Fitzroy last year.
Oh, it just keeps getting worse for him.
It's not good, is it? To commemorate President Barack Obama's final day in office today, Ellen DeGeneres took time out on her show to say goodbye to him and First Lady Michelle Obama.
Today is the last day that Barack Obama will be our president. I want to personally thank him for changing my life. I am a legally married woman because of him, and so is my wife. His courage and compassion created equality for everyone. He moved us forward and made more happen in the past 8 years than I ever dreamed possible.
And to our leaders, the world hasn't ended, has it, since Ellen became a legally married woman.
Very good point.
Miguel Ferrer, best known for her long-running role, long-running role on NCIS Los Angeles, has died at the age of 61 from throat cancer. He was the son of Rosemary Clooney and therefore cousin to George Clooney.
Wow.
And the Backstreet Boys made a surprise appearance this week on the US version of The Bachelor. What happened was the US Bachelor, Nick Vile, was taking the girls out and he called an Uber. And lo and behold, who was driving the Uber but the Backstreet Boys?
Ah, they're back! Blokes who like doing girly things, girls who like doing blokey things. If it wasn't considered that way, would you do it? We've got Jade in Kelmscott. Hello.
Hi, Jade.
Hello.
What do you like to do that might be traditionally considered a blokey thing?
Betting.
Oh, betting.
Betting on the horses.
I bet on the GGs.
Right.
Yeah. You make a really good point, because when I hear betting, like, I don't immediately go like it's a bloke's thing. But however, when you look at the like sports bet, TAB, all of those TV commercials, you never see any women in those commercials unless they're actually in the background or something.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather used to love a bet on the horses, and he'd always have that little wireless up to his ear.
Yeah.
That sounds like flies around meat or something.
Thanks, Jade.
Thanks, Jade.
Josh in Mullaloo. Hi, mate.
Hey, how you going?
What would you do if it wasn't sort of thought, oh, that's a bit girly, Josh?
Well, as some of my fellow male office workers may know, it's sometimes frowned upon to wear shorts to work.
Yep.
So on a hot day, I'm so tempted to come to work in a skirt.
Yeah, and you should. Right, get that nice breeze.
Yeah, it's all right for the ladies. You know, it should be right for the gents as well.
It should be. Comfort should be paramount.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what, Josh, if you ever get to that day where you finally want to give it a crack, I'll be right there with you. I'll help you out. I'll hold your hand. I'll give you the support you need, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, see you, mate.
See
you, Josh. Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
When the show finishes, Lisa and Pete clear out pretty fast. Discounted ABC blind stockers clearing out just as quick. Call 13 13 15.